Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Proven right by everything that's gone on with Pickens and the Steelers wide receiver situation this year. So they got into it a little bit with Kabbali, and he made these points. And I think maybe I've heard other insiders hint at this. I don't know if I've heard anybody put it quite this way. Mark basically said that Steelers management knew that this trade would make them look bad, that this would not make them look good. Same thing. And that they didn't want to trade him. What changed it for them was the fact that basically all of his teammates hated his guts and were done with him and, to quote Mark, didn't trust him anymore. So this was player-driven. This is almost the opposite of stupid Rudy, where all the guys go in and say, you know, we're not going to play unless Rudy plays. It's...
Sounds like they were ready to call a code red on the guy like a few good men.
Yeah. And I thought Starkey, and I listened to a lot of that conversation when I was driving in after the gym today, I thought Starkey made a good point. And his point was, and I think Joe generally is on the side of the Steelers made the right decision, but he couldn't help himself to say, okay, Mark, if it went down this way, who the hell cares what these guys in this Steelers locker room had to say about it or thought about it? Because none of them have won anything. It's not 2011 here. It's not 2006. It's not during that era of Steelers football. We're talking about guys that have underachieved, and the only ones who know about winning are the guys you've brought in from the outside. And so if Khan wanted to keep him and Tomlin was not against it until he learned or found out how his players thought of Pickens, to me, that's not a good enough reason to do it, especially if Mark's right, where management's like, yeah, this is a bad trade. We're not getting good value here. We're better off with this guy. But apparently, like, the interpersonal work relationship, like the office drama with George Pickens, is just too much for us to bear, even though we're paying our head coach almost $20 million to be a relationship guy, a player's coach. And I don't mean the players always walk all over him. I mean, he's supposed to be able to navigate the trickiness of when guys don't like each other and stuff breaks out where there's ill will and hurt feelings and guys are pouting and getting pissed off about playing time and everything else. That's what's supposed to make Mike Tomlin
paid
great.
To be sandpaper for that and smooth it all out.
Yeah.
We talked yesterday. One of the things you brought up to me to try to get me to say, hey, they should have probably done this differently, was they could have just started the season with him, and if it was going to go belly up, traded him at the deadline. You're going to get less in return at that point, probably because some other team is going to say, well, they're trading him because they have to, so that drives the price
down.
And
it's not a 17-game thing.
It's not a 17-game thing. There's a bunch of factors and whatever, and maybe that other team would say he's a bigger risk. We've seen it.
Uh-huh.
it seems to me that if maybe that was their initial plan, they feel like getting this report back from the team is that is preemptively, right? Already the version of, well, this isn't working out. I do agree with you, though, that the relationship builder and the smooth it out guy head coach should be able to, at the very least, keep the waters from, you know, keep the pot from boiling over until some actual games get played. And then the other thing that comes up here is, was it all of his teammates? Was it one of his soon-to-be teammates in Aaron Rodgers?
Was it just the leaders on the team, in air quotes?
Yeah, was it like, was it your Watt, Hayward, Rodgers triumvirate there? Hayward, in the meantime, is embroiled in his own situation in the offseason.
Right.
Watt is, I think, a guy that...
Watt had his own business to take care of, too. The guy put up an Instagram post with a peace sign.
Is it just Rodgers, and what Cabali's hearing is really a cover that just the new QB did not want anything to do with him? I do believe the idea, for the record, independent of like whether they should have allowed any of this to actually sway their decision-making. I am inclined to agree with Joe. Like, what the hell have any of these guys won to say all this? I do think, though...
And when did it get democratic, by the way, where like the 53-man...
Right, just
locker
gets
room.
To suddenly make decisions for the roster.
Right. We don't want to play with this guy anymore. Too bad.
It's plausible
you work for us.
Yeah, I do think it's plausible that most of them hated his guts.
Agreed.
But I'm sure some of those guys didn't particularly care for Antonio Brown.
Yep.
Many of them even. The quarterback at the time, namely chief among them.
Yeah.
And they kept him because he was great.
And Pickens was not that here, but he's obviously turned into that.
He's not Antonio Brown, and I'm not going to get prisoner of the moment here and go, oh, he could be close. He's not. He's closer to AB than he is just like a league average wide receiver in terms of ability. And you're seeing that on display with a good quarterback.
The other part of that I get a little bit angry hearing is, well, he would just go radio silent.
Isn't that a good thing?
They play a game on Sunday. Well, I mean, they have to go watch tape on Mondays. And they wouldn't see him or hear from him on Monday. He'd be off Tuesday. And then they'd get to Wednesday and he would just show up. So he'd like blow off, which I'm pretty sure is mandatory. He would not show up to watch film on
Monday. That's on the coach, by the way.
I was just
that's on the coach.
Going to say that. Yeah, it's unprofessional on Pickens' part. But can we have the coach?
Bench him for the first drive of every game if he keeps doing it. Bench him for two drives. Brian effing Schottenheimer, who is by no means seen as some strong figure as an NFL head coach, benched both of his two best receivers for a drive to start a game. For a team that at least plausibly is trying to still compete and make the playoffs, they seem to go out there after that. Now, I think Prescott being good has something to do with this. They both went out there and still played a professional game. Pickens had a really good game.
I just be more a head coach and be more of a boss and be less of a friend than a big brother.
I think Mike is sometimes afraid with a guy like Pickens who's that good and on a team with that few playmakers. I think in that case, he was probably afraid of alienating him. If it goes sideways, it's going to hurt Mike's ability to win games. I'll go back to what I said yesterday. That's the lack of him doing anything to Pickens in this setting is another example of him not trying to build and plan and do culture stuff. I'm trying to win games. If pissing off my best receiver by benching him because he did something objectively bad against team rules, like didn't show up and no-showed something, is going to hurt my chances to win X, Y, or Z football game, I'm not going
to
do it.
Donnie, what's your reaction that they didn't want to trade him, but they were forced to do it because the locker room hated George Pickens?
Yeah, I don't really care for it, and Mark has actually texted me during the segment. He said he brought that up several times before, that it was the players that pushed him out and not the front office.
Do you remember? I mean, maybe he...
I don't remember him saying that to us.
I said he's danced around it, but I don't remember him saying it as strongly as he did today.
Yeah, I mean, I know that it was made clear by everybody that was in the building every day that...
Guys didn't like him, yeah. I didn't know that...
Like that, and... Like, oh, it was a lot worse than it seemed in the outside. But, no, I think Joe made a good point when he said, well, these guys haven't won a damn thing. Why are they dictating terms here? Because they shouldn't.
Yeah.
I mean, the decisions of the team should be made by the front office.
Doesn't this go back to another thing we've heard about Mike from former players, like Harrison has said it? He doesn't want to have hard conversations. For a guy that is seen as such a leader of men type of person, right?
Yeah.
the ultimate leader of men, maybe in football, if you listen to the national media,
right,
being a leader of very egotistical, like alpha dog type personalities involves hard conversations.
I want to just say one thing about like the player vote or the player's opinion of Pickens mattering. If you had Joe Burrow, or if you had Josh Allen, or if you had Patrick Mahomes, and they went to their coach in front office and said, I just don't want to put up with this guy anymore. You know what? Honestly, instead of saying tough, do it, I would say, fine. You're our bell cow. You're our
make it work, prize pig. We're going to do it, but make it work.
No, I would say if I had a star quarterback like that, he doesn't want to play with George Pickens anymore, I would be inclined to get rid of George Pickens.
No, that's what I mean. I'd say, we'll get rid of him, but you better make it work in his absence.
Sure, and I would trust that quarterback to do so. They don't have a guy like that here. I honestly don't care what T.J. Watt thinks of George Pickens or Cam Hayward. I don't.
Right now, George Pickens having a better year than either of those guys.
And look, I mean, everyone can basically draw the same inference. Aaron Rodgers didn't want to play with George Pickens. Okay, you're 41 years old. He wasn't that bad in New York last year. He also didn't win. They won more games with Zach Wilson 2 years ago than they did with Aaron Rodgers last year. All right, he's not untouchable anymore. It wasn't Tom Brady leaving New England for Tampa Bay to come here. He had failed in between. Yes, he got hurt. But he wasn't coming here, in my opinion, to call. And for the most part, he hasn't called many shots. MVS still isn't playing.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me like this is one he may have had huge say in. And honestly, like, I don't think I would just do it to make Aaron Rodgers happy and get him to sign the dotted line here. I just don't believe that. For a 1 year situation with a 41-year-old quarterback.
Tony, I'll go back to what I said in the middle of this. It's a great critique of them because it's so accurate and it boils it down to like two sentences. They're not about building culture and planning. They're about winning games in the immediate term. They're just scraping for 9 or 10 wins every year.
You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with that gigantic Week 12 matchup between the Steelers and Chicago Bears. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That is the game we're getting at 1 o'clock on KDK. And if you have Paramount Plus here in Pittsburgh, you can stream it there as well. Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt back on the call. The Steelers are 5-0 this season when they play on CBS. 4-0 with Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt. 1-0 with Kevin Harlan and Trent Green. 0-0 when Spiro Dedis, Adam Archuleta, and Aditi Kinkabwala are on the call. That team is headed to Phoenix Sunday for the Jags and Cardinals. And Aditi is back with us for All Access, brought to you by Sir Grout Pittsburgh, your local grout cleaning expert, and Tap Brick Oven and Poorhouse in Greensburg on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, Aditi, we were just talking about the George Pickens saga. Kay Adams went on her show and said this might go down as the worst trade in NFL history. Kabali came on our airwaves today and said the front office didn't want to do it, but the locker room forced their hand because guys had basically quit on George Pickens and didn't trust him anymore. So you can unpack some of that if you want and put whatever spin you want it as well.
Well, I would just say I think it's hard to say that it's the worst trade ever, because you don't know that the George Pickens that you're seeing right now in Dallas is the same George Pickens you would have seen had he been here right now. You've no way of knowing that. And there's nothing that he had done prior to that that would make you think that you were going to see that complete same level of consistency and that same... Let me think of a better way to say this, because I want to always be careful, obviously, but let's use Baker Mayfield as an example.
Okay.
Baker himself will tell you that he is likely not the same player had he been in Cleveland this whole entire time.
Gotcha.
Sometimes you need certain things to happen in life to grow in a certain way. And sometimes you need to be held to maybe a different standard than where you are being, the standard you were being held to in a previous place. I mean, George Pickens did start that game on the bench, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. Their allegations.
Do you remember that ever happening? Do you remember that ever happening in Pittsburgh? Do you
know,
remember when
Aditi,
he
you know what I remember
for Jalen Warren on a touchdown? Do you remember him being benched?
No, you know what I remember is him being injured with a hamstring and then showing up after the inactives had to post for a Christmas Day game and it coming out that he was there 80 minutes before the game and the Steelers made him active and he played and then Mike Tomlin said something to the effect of, yeah, I got a lot going on. Don't know when players are showing up when he was pressed on it.
He also got benched during the Cowboys game last year, and Mike Tomlin said it was load management. Yep. Like we were watching an NBA game in
January. Head coach just made excuse after excuse for him, Aditi.
So there may be something to be said for what Schottenheimer is holding him to and what is expected of him and his being able to rise to that. And the way, you know, different coaches push different buttons, different quarterbacks motivate different receivers in different ways, different teammates do different things for different guys. So we've said this from the very beginning. I told you this, guys, years ago, that multiple general managers had told me that in that draft, yep, George Pickens was far and away the number one talent at wide receiver. And yet two separate general managers had told me he wasn't even on their board, because there were all these other questions about him. So not everybody was going to be able to get the most out of him. It didn't work in Pittsburgh, but maybe it's going to work somewhere else. That doesn't mean that it was a bad trade. Maybe he needed a new environment. Maybe he needed a new place to... I mean, I keep saying it, but I don't think we would have seen the same exact George Pickens here this year.
How much of, I mean, I'll just say it plainly. How much of it is he is in a much better passing offense? That's a fact. With a guy, and this is also backed by the stats, I don't have to say this as an opinion, playing the quarterback position at a much higher level than anybody on the Steelers. Because I think that's a lot of it for him. He's in a contract year. He gets the ball a lot because they have to score a lot, and his quarterback's pretty good.
I think that that has a ton to do with it. He's every number one type receiver that I've ever been around believes that they have the opportunity to score every single time the ball's in their hands. So they obviously want the ball, and they obviously want someone delivering them the ball. Part of that is the quarterback. Part of that is the play caller. Part of that is the offensive scheme and the way that they're featured. And even with the presence of CeeDee Lamb, this is an offense that recognizes George Pickens as a guy that can score with the ball in his hands. So it's doing the offense, the quarterback, the play caller, they're all doing everything they can to get the ball to him. He's happy.
Aditi, it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to play. We don't know that from practice today, but he did talk and he sounded, and his facial expressions didn't really give away a guy.
I mean, it's the Bears. The Bears.
Exactly.
Well, no, it's his passion and love affair with the game of football that Mike Tomlin said was the reason he was itching to play this week.
I do want to ask you about Mason Rudolph, though, because you obviously were here from the day he got drafted, and you've been in Pittsburgh the entire time, and he had that sabbatical in Tennessee last year. What do you make of this back-and-forth love affair that Steelers, love-hate relationship that they have with him, where he was persona non grata for many years, and now he's everybody's favorite quarterback in town?
Well, backup quarterbacks are always everybody's favorite quarterback. That's a piece of it, right? Sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder when you see what the alternative is. And he's certainly playing really well right now. Any Steelers fan would be excited about the way that he's playing. I like Mason a lot. I really do. As a human being, I like him. I hope that there is not a... I hope that when he is called upon, he can play just as well. But up until this point, there has sort of been a sustainability to this. We've seen great play, great play, great play, great play, and then not great play. Go back to that playoff game against the Bills. So Aaron Rodgers is your starter. He's your starter for a reason. And no matter what Mike Tomlin says, which is probably the appropriate thing to say, that every week really matters and every opponent gets the juices flowing, the reality is there are certain opponents that get the juices flowing a little bit extra. And when Aaron Rodgers has so happily been on the record talking about how he owns Chicago and how much he enjoys quieting the fans at Soldier Field, I of course think he's going to do every single possible thing he can to convince them to let him get out there. I mean, he wanted to go back in that game last week, didn't he?
Yeah, Tomlin said as much, exactly. All right, Aditi.
Can you take advantage of that? Isn't it similar to the way Ben Roethlisberger loved playing the Browns?
Yeah, I said the same thing, but I don't think there's a bad choice here. I think I trust both guys in this game on Sunday, actually. If Rudolph plays, well, I'll
then
feel fine.
You should feel really fortunate. There are a lot of team fans out there that don't trust any of their quarterbacks, and you're saying you trust two?
Yeah.
That's pretty fancy.
All right, Aditi. Enjoy Jacoby Brissett, now the record holder for completions in a football game on Sunday.
Unbelievable.
And probably 90-degree weather in Phoenix. Goodbye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bye.
Bye. All right, it is time for Donnie's biggest football topic of the day. It's called the Donnie Football Debrief. It's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. And the segment is sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar, fan beer of the month, Jackworth Hard Ginger Beer, and supports the National Alliance of Mental Illness. Donald?
The Debrief, November 19, 2025. All right, guys, normally I would say it is too early to get into mock draft season, especially with the Steelers at 6-4, a familiar spot. They will be drafting most likely between 18 and 22. That's really their sweet spot in the draft.
I'm stunned.
I think they've drafted like 20th overall three times in the last 5 years or something like that. But Matt Miller from ESPN, the guy who will likely be the one replacing Mel Kiper one day, would you say that's fair?
I do. Yeah, I think they're grooming him for that, the same way Jeremy Fowler is being groomed to replace Adam Schefter.
He put out a mock draft this morning, and I think this is one that people would like the results of. I know Pony already caught wind of this. I don't know if Chris did. But he has the Steelers drafting 19th overall, so right there where they're usually at. He does not have them taking a quarterback. He has them selecting a wide receiver from Ohio State, Carnell Tate, in the first round.
You can't go wrong.
He's been really good.
And leads the Big Ten in yards per reception.
When in doubt, take an Ohio State wide receiver. That's a pretty foolproof formula.
Well, Miller sort of suggests that he would profile as a wide receiver too and would draft off of Metcalf, and he uses in that write-up, Donnie, he kind of talks about that compared to like how he's drafted off of Jeremiah Smith and dominated. I am not at all convinced that if Carnell Tate got here, he wouldn't very quickly become wide receiver one, much the same way in DK Metcalf's last stop, an Ohio State grad pretty much immediately usurped that title from him. Carnell Tate is a big dude, 6'3", 200. Not a small man. Contested catches, does it all. I would be happy with that pick, but would they be getting to throw him the ball?
Yeah, exactly.
I can hear Johnny the Barber like scrambling to the nearest phone. Will Howard!
That would be my guess. I would think if the Steelers wanted to to go from, like, where does he have the last first round quarter? Where does he have the first round quarterbacks getting
selected? Mendoza, number one overall.
Okay.
Yeah, so he has the Jets trading with the Titans to get that first overall pick. He then has
Browns trading with
the
Giants.
Browns trading to take Dante Moore second overall.
Okay.
Where he would replace the guy that he was behind at Oregon on the depth
chart.
Where
does he have Simpson going?
Five, I think. To the Vegas Raiders.
Five.
Okay.
And then
who else? Anybody else?
Anybody else in the first round, or is that it right now?
I'm looking at Can't a be long club, drought.
Nick. No Manning, because they probably aren't projecting him to go. No
even
Sellers.
If he came out, I'm not sure he would go in the first.
No.
Still on a drought through the 20s here.
None of them.
Because the thought is Sellers was probably going to either go back to South Carolina or just go somewhere else, I would think.
Nothing done?
No. I think that's it.
All right, so
three guys in the top five, and then that.
If they
like
wanted
it's
to
it.
Leapfrog five and get to four, from where did you say maybe
19.
18 or 19?
So 14,
yeah, the spot they're
15
always
spots,
in.
Pony. Let's say 15 spots to make it a round number.
I think they'd have to give up that pick,
next year's first.
Next year's first, and
a third.
Their
or second.
Yeah. Their second.
Yeah. Just to get
the third
Ty
best.
Simpson.
Just to get the third best quarterback in the draft.
Who has the least of those three guys that got mocked there, has the least pro-style body type. Like, he's not a big guy. He's 6'1 and a half, 6'2.
Yep.
Has a good arm, not a great arm. Does not have, from what I've watched, an especially large or even significant degree of escapability. Is not 6'5 like Mendoza with a good arm and, like, really good pocket sense that we've seen. And does not have what Dante Moore has, which I think is probably, from a physical tools standpoint, a lot of the stuff you would like for a modern NFL quarterback. Mobile enough, big enough, right? I mean, any disagreement here from you guys?
No. I mean, I haven't watched him play a ton, but
I think Simpson does a lot of things very well. I've watched him enough that I'm largely pretty impressed, but, like, there's also a little bit. I mean, don't we say there's some other? I know Hurts ended up at Oklahoma, but he got benched for Tua, who I don't think is like a great NFL passer. Isn't there a little bit of Alabama quarterback here? I know that they're different than they were under Saban, where they aren't just wrecking teams and then like asking A.J. Right. McCarron to be a caretaker. They're more of a pass. In fact, they're a very pass-oriented offense, but I still have a little bit of, I think, you know, trauma from watching some of those guys crash out in the NFL.
Also, if it would play out this way to where it's three quarterbacks in the top five and then nobody else the rest of that first round, let's say the Steelers would go the wide receiver route, what's stopping them from making a move early in the second round? I mean, they got the draft here the whole weekend. It's not like Thursday night's the only night.
Wouldn't you try to move right back into the first round under the old auspices of if you think a quarterback's
option.
A first-round pick, then you come back in to get them?
Yeah.
That's what
they,
I would
if
say.
If they want to make it the event, the spectacle that if, we are talking about, I mean, you get the people buzzing by either right. a move like
but
that.
But again, you're then making it known that the guy that you think is going to be your answer at quarterback, you're picking later than you selected Kenny Pickett. You know, I mean, again, that's not really something that gives me.
I would only feel good about that if it was
a
like a very
warm and fuzzy feeling.
If it was a very toolsy player, if Sellers declared, but for what, and I don't think this would happen if he did declare. I think he would work out well enough for teams at the combine.
Yeah.
Somebody would take a shot at him like earlier than 19.
Okay.
If it was a toolsy player, though, who just didn't have a good year this year and for whatever reason dropped to where he was available late in the first and you already have Tate in the fold, you trade your next year's first and whatever to move back in, that one would be intriguing because then I'd say, all right, Mason Rudolph plays quarterback in 2026 and you actually get this player who probably needs to like develop a little slowly on the vine here a year to sit for.
And develop under Mike Tomlin
no,
and his
I mean,
tutelage.
That's, Pony. We do this show. Sometimes this show is a thought exercise.
But why didn't you just say that? Because you knew I was going to say it. Why didn't you
I don't
just
know.
Say,
I wanted
wait a minute,
to,
I don't want
don't
somebody
you like to, don't you
that's
like to
toolsy.
Give,
I don't want raw
well,
clay.
Well, don't you like to give a take out loud just so you can kind of hear how it sounds and then hear somebody else just say, but you know in your heart of hearts that Mike Tomlin will screw this up, which is how I do feel. But I don't, like under that sort of logical sort of train. The only guy I kind of feel decent about in this year's draft is Mendoza because I think there's the most polish there.
Yeah, and they
he's
have
one,
him
one.
Going 1-1.
Right.
So you're giving up probably three firsts. to get up there.
It's the usual existential crisis. I think they will be in an existential crisis at that position in drafting one until the coach is gone, or until the coach like has some sort of bizarre epiphany where he realizes he's got to completely change his stripes, which he won't.
Or Mason keeps playing, sets the world on fire, and there you go. You got your quarterback answer next year.
You're
going to
call Santa for a unicorn while you're at it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.